This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
It does not mean that because Allah has predestined and determined your date of death that you need to become careless. It does not mean that you need to tell yourself, well, what's the point of any form of precaution for anything? It's like when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked about the camel, I trust in Allah, should I tie my camel or should I leave it? Because my trust is very strong. He says, tie your camel and then trust in Allah. So Allah is testing us on this earth. One of the things He wants us to do is preserve and protect life and preserve and protect the amana known as this body that He has given you. So you will protect the body to the best of the capacity and capability and understanding that Allah has given you. Some people will have a different understanding. Yes, no problem. You know, sometimes you might think if I drive at 60 kilometers an hour, it is dangerous. And someone else might think if I drive at 100 kilometers an hour, it is still safe. Obviously, it's a different understanding. The experts will tell you on this road, you're not supposed to go beyond 120. You might come up and say, well, I have a vehicle that was now made in 2021. We're sitting here almost February 2021. Someone might say, I have a vehicle that way outdates, or should I say, is so much advanced compared to the time when they determined what a safe speed is on these roads. You know, people will come up with all sorts of things. So it's an argument, and I agree, it is an argument. Still, stick to the limits, subhanallah. Perhaps a little bit this way, that way. But remember, you need to do what you believe is very, very safe. Because if you were beyond that, perhaps, who knows, it might be in the eyes of Allah considered suicide because you abandoned all forms of precaution in terms of safety, road safety rules, and you were very, very negligent. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a deep understanding.